We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 16. Natvam vidarpa duhita, natvam vidarpa duhita, nayam vira suhrittava, napatistvam puranjanya, ruddho navamukeyaya. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Actually, you are not daughter of Vidarbha, nor is this man Malayadvija, your well-wishing husband, nor were you the actual husband of Puranjani. You were simply captivated in this body of nine gates. Purport. In the material world, many living entities come into contact with one another, and increasing their attachment to a particular type of body, become related as father, husband, mother, wife, etc. Actually, every living entity is a separated individual being, and it is because of his contact with the matter that he comes together with other bodies and becomes falsely related. False bodies create various associations in the name of family, community, society and nationality. Actually, every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the living entities are over engrossed in the material body. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears and gives instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literatures. The Supreme Lord gives these instructions because he is the eternal friend of all living entities. His instructions are important because by them the living entity can obtain liberation from bodily engagement. As water passes down a river, many straws and grasses are carried from the shore. The straws and grasses come together in the river's current. But when the wave is tossed this way and that, they are separated and carried somewhere else. Similarly, the innumerable living entities within this material world are being carried by the waves of material nature. Sometimes the waves bring them together and they form friendship and relate to one another on a bodily basis of family, community or nationality. Eventually, they are thrown out of association by the waves of material nature. This process has been going on since the creation of the material nature. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Mayara vashe yache beshe, kacha habu dubu bai, Krishna das evishwas, karleta ara dukhanai. My dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you are on the surface, sometimes you are being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoiled. If you simply catch hold of Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will once again get free from all miserable material conditions. In this verse, the words Suhrit, well-wisher and Tava you are very significant. One so-called husband, relative, son, father or whatever cannot actually be a well-wisher. The only actual well-wisher is Krishna himself. As Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, Suhritam sarva-bhutanam. Society, friendship, love and well-wishers are simply results of being packed in different bodies. One should know this well and try to get out of this bodily engagement into which one is thrown birth after birth. One should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and return home back to Godhead. Oh, Hare Krishna. So in this purport, Prabhupada starts the purport by saying, in the material world, many living entities come into contact with one another. So interestingly, this purport starting with in the material world and ends with the back to Godhead. So being the entity belongs to the material world, to discuss the last part of the lecture is, last part of the purport is difficult as that of a small bird is tied with a big rock. So blessings of Vaishnavas will try to do some justification. So we would like to discuss today from this first line of the purport, we'll raise the question that how the living entities is entrapped in the material world, and Prabhupada in the middle of the purport describes how the living entities after falling down into the material world is entrapped in different ways, and then Prabhupada concludes with the process of how to get out of this material world. So today we'll raise a question, then we'll discuss the answer for this question, and if we have time in the last we'll reconfirm whether the question is answered or not. So in one program, one devotee asked an interesting question that, Prabhuji, we always discuss, the Bhagavad Gita also describes, the soul by nature is Satchidananda, it is all pure. Then when it is, first of all, why it has fallen down, and even when it is falls down, being pure in nature, how it can be contaminated? Rather it should purifying the other things. But you always hear, the soul is entrapped within this material body and identify itself in different ways. So how is it possible? So the various scriptures explains that the spirit soul by nature is Satchidananda, enjoying blissful pastimes with the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But when the living entities try to become against Krishna, Krishna Bholiyaji Bhogavanchakori, as soon as the living entity forgets Krishna and want to enjoy separately from Krishna, immediately the material desires arises within the heart. So when the material desires arises in the heart, to fulfill those material desires, immediately the living entity gets the material body. So, and to fulfill the material desires within the mind, it got the senses in the body. And Krishna, Supreme Lord, being compassionate to teach the lesson, also created the enjoying objects for the living entities. So, after falling down into the material world, in this way, the spirit soul identifies itself with a particular body and start relate to others towards that relation. So Prabhupada mentions here, the father, husband, mother, wife, etc. Are a temporary identification packed in that particular body. So now the question arises, when the pure spirit soul fallen in such a precarious condition identify itself with this designation, how is it possible for this spirit soul to go back to Godhead again? So we'll try to discuss this particular question today. So in the material world, family, friends, relations, and people are captivated by these things, enjoying the material objects, enjoying the material relations. But slowly, slowly the living entities become frustrated that this is not giving the ultimate happiness. This is only for temporary time. So having understood the temporary flickering nature of these relations, Prabhupada explains in the purport, just like the straws and grasses come together in the river's current, similarly the living entities comes together. And some waves hits, they are separated. Or people come together to eat in the restaurant only for some time. So in this way, the whole material world is a temporary place. So having understood these things, a person in the material world can see these three things in three different ways. The person who wants to enjoy the material world, he sees such a nice arrangement for my eyes to enjoy nice scenes, for my tongue to enjoy nice food, for my skin to enjoy nice object of touch. So let me enjoy it. So he keeps on enjoying that. But suddenly it's not that the karmis, they don't realize this is temporary. But even if they realize temporary, they think that, yes, since because this is temporary, I may die at any time, so I should not leave any chance. I should keep on enjoying. There was a film also, a person was living only for 6 months. And that film becomes a hit, then how he is utilizing every moment of his life for enjoying things. So, even those who are not convinced or convinced that the material world is a temporary place, still they won't enjoy it to the full extent. Then the other person, those who are little matured, they think these pleasures out of this body and the material objects is not actually the source of enjoyment. Ahi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yone evate adhyantavant kaunte nateshuramate buddha. That this material enjoyment is ultimately the source of miseries. So we should not have anything to do with this. So reject everything. So these are the two ways one can see this material world and the temporal relations. But the third way, or the devotee, how he is seeing this? He is seeing that though this material world is a temporary place and a place where everything is illusory, the enjoyment is that of illusory nature, so he sees that how can I do the bad bargain? How can I do the best bargain of the bad object? So he tries to utilize these things in order to get the ultimate goal of life. Once there was a sadhu and few visitors came to see the sadhu. Then the assistant of the sadhu brought the first person and brought to the sadhu. And this assistant was given lot of fruits by the visitor to give to the spiritual master, the guru. And guru saw these fruits, immediately he started eating those mangoes in front of the visitor, and he piled up the full seeds in the plate, and the visitor got shocked, surprised that why he behaved like this. And then the assistant asked the visitor, how do you like our sadhu's behavior? And the visitor became disgusted and went away. Then the second visitor was called in, and this time the sadhu knows that the previous visitor was disappointed. So when this time the next visitor came, and the sadhu started distributing all the fruits which he brought to everyone, and he has not eaten anything. Now he throwed all the fruits on the gutter. So then the visitor thought that at least he could have eaten himself. Why he throwed all the fruit in the gutter? No is for anyone. So in this way he also became disgusted. But then when the third person came inside, the sadhu understood what he made the mistake. So he cut those fruits which he brought and he ate himself and distributed to others also. Then he understood that he is a real sadhu. The visitor becomes satisfied. So similarly, in this material world, the things are temporary in nature. The relationships are temporary in nature. But three types of people deal with this temporary nature in three different ways. So the first category is that of karmis, are enjoying the material world unlimitedly and suffers ultimately. The second type of people, the jnanis, they reject everything, but they don't taste the sweetness of that. But the third category is the devotees. They utilize everything. So how can we resolve the contradiction which arises here? The nature of the material world is temporary. The relationships are temporary. So how a person who is achieving for the eternal goal in his life can relate to such things? Why he should waste his time in relating to these such temporary objects? So here we see Prabhupada mentions that people are so much attached to family, friends like husband, son, wife, etc. and how the devotees are seeing all these things. Devotees, they understand that these relationships are temporary in nature, but still I have given this responsibility. I have given this particular responsibility. I was put in this particular situation by my past previous activity, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So I should take care of those things properly. I should relate to them in proper mood. So it is like Patna Patra Evambasa, on a water on the lotus leaf. So the devotees are detached themselves. At the same time, they are not totally against or hating the material objects. In the whole Bhagavad Gita, the whole theme is that how to balance. Should we reject the world or should we go into the world? So Krishna again and again teaches Arjuna that you should do your duty with detachment and with no interest in the result. So here, the devotees of the Lord, they understand these relationships are temporary. So, though they perform their responsibilities, their duties of immediate temporary relations, still they understand who is our real relatives, who is our real father, mother. So, the devotees understand that my father, mother, son, all these things are either the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself or the devotees of the Lord. Many times we hear in the Vaishnava songs, Janaka Janani Tanaya Dhaitya, that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is my real father, mother. Supreme Lord Krishna is my real well-wisher, is my real master. So we'll try to see that in few things, few examples, how Krishna is our real father, or how Krishna's devotees are the representatives of all our real relatives. So as far as father is concerned, the father in the material world gives birth to the child, then the child grows up. But the father is not always with the son. But the Supreme Father, Sri Krishna, declares in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita, that I am the seed-giving father of the living entities. And not only just giving the seed, but there is no question of separation from his part and parcels at any given time. It is said in the scriptures, Vishnustu Trini Rupani Ekam Mahatas Trishti Dutiyam Andas Samastitam Tritiyam Sarvabhutastam. That Supreme Lord Vishnu, first he creates from his material pores the universes, comes out of his pores. And then he not only just creates these universes, but again enters into the each and every universe. And then he also enters into the heart of all the living entities. In this way, he not only just produces his offspring, but he always with his children at any point of time. It is said just like the ocean waves. When it produces the waves rise from his body. And then when the waves rises from the body, again it enters into the ocean again. Or similarly, the Supreme Lord creates the material universe as the material world, but at no given point of time the waves are separated from the ocean. It is always in connection with the ocean, either in the creation as well as in the dissolution. But the material father-son relationship, it is in continuum. So similarly, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is a real father. And the spiritual master is also a real father. Because the spiritual master gives the second birth, the important birth which rises the conditioned soul to the spiritual world. So he is our real father. Then as far as mother is concerned, it is said that When Parikshit Maharaj is the womb of Uttara, he is the mother of the child, but when danger came into the child, shot by Aswatthama, the Brahmastra, the mother even could not do anything. But Krishna himself entered into the womb of Uttara and protected Parikshit Maharaj. So, mother means one who protects the child all the time. But more than the mother of the material relation, Krishna protects the child in all conditions. And not only that, how Krishna can be mother in other way? When Krishna creates the living entities, it's like giving birth to the child. But when the child cries or do some mischievous, the mother takes the child, put it on the cradle, and she makes the child to sleep. Similarly, when the living entities in the material world are tired of doing activities, and then Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, sees the condition of the living entities, and at the time of pralaya or dissolution, he takes all the living entities back into his abdomen and gives nice rest to the living entities. In this way, Krishna is also the Supreme Mother. In the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all the devotees and told, Buddhimanta Khan, you please go and arrange all the costumes and other things. I want to do a drama. I want to act as goddess of fortune. And then immediately they rushed and they brought all the costumes. And Lord was very happy with that. And then Lord told, today in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, we are going to perform a drama festival. I am going to act as Rukmini Devi. And anyone who don't have any lusty propensity in the heart, only they can behold my form. So as soon as Lord Chaitanya told this, Advaita Acharya told that, and Srivast Thakur as well, that which means that there is no qualification for us to see. Then Lord Chaitanya told, No, if you are not saying, what is the use of my performing this drama? Today I will give you the potency that you will all become the kings of the yogas. You will be able to control your senses and you will behold my form. And then Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu became Rukmini Devi, and Nityananda Prabhu became the elderly lady with a stick in the hand. Even Satchimada and all associates of Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya to witness this pastime. And then, when Lord Chaitanya entered into the arena and Nityananda Prabhu came, after some time, Nityananda Prabhu became fainted in ecstasy. And as soon as he fainted, the whole assembly hall, they chanted Hari Hari. And everyone started fainting. And then Haridas Thakur came and he reminded everyone, please see the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, who is going to be the Rukmini Devi, goddess of fortune. And when Lord Chaitanya came as Rukmini Devi, even Mother Sachi could not recognize his own son. And then when Lord Chaitanya started dancing and singing, and he sat on the virasan, and all the devotees came one by one and they prayed. That everyone prayed in different mode. Some prayed to Lord Chaitanya in the role of Rukmini Devi as Mother Durga. Some prayed Lord Chaitanya as Lakshmi. Some prayed as the gopis. In this way, Lord reciprocated with everyone. Then in the due course of time, when his pastimes are going on, suddenly the cruel dawn appeared. The sun has risen, and all the devotees become totally upset. And they look at the sun, and just because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the sun could not get burned by the wrath of the associates. And then everyone started lamenting. They came to Satchimata's feet and they clasped the feet of Satchimata and started crying, why Krishna has cheated us? Why this dawn has come now? And then Lord Chaitanya, who is in the form of Rukmini Devi, he became very benevolent and merciful towards his children who are crying in the mood of separation. And then the Supreme Lord, who has all the potencies within him, in his form as his own internal potency, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Rukmini Devi brought everyone and he fed his own breast milk. And this way, all the devotees felt satisfied. So in this way, we see again, Krishna proved in the Bhagavad Gita that he is real father, mother in the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, when she, Narsingadev appeared from the pillar, he was very much angry with Hiranyakashipu. And when he killed Hiranyakashipu, he still, his anger is not subsided. So then Prahlad, the small boy, he came to Narsingadev with a garland. And just now, Narsingadev has killed Hiranyakashipu. He is nothing but father of Prahlad. And enemy's close relative has come. Generally people get angry with the close relative. The enemies of the close relative. But Narsingadev, who is angry personified, immediately as soon as he saw Prahlad, he became pacified. The Supreme Lord possesses all contradictory qualities simultaneously. So Narsingadev is personified, angered, immediately bestowed, he put his hand on Prahlad and told, and as if he is saying that, "Don't worry Prahlad, don't worry about your father. I am your father, I am your mother." So in this way, Lord Narsingadev pacified Sri Prahlad. And even Krishna as a husband or as a master fulfilled all the duties. Krishna became the husband of the 16,000 wives. And he took care of them as an ideal husband. But in the material world, every drop of problem immediately separation. There was one office worker, he came to the house little early and the wife opened the door and asked him, "My dear husband, why did you come so early today?" And he told, "My boss in the office told that he fired at me that better you go to hell. That's why I came early to the home." So in this way we see the material relation, it doesn't, especially in Kali Yuga, becomes very very stringent. Just maintain two individuals be together. But the Supreme Lord Krishna maintained all the 16,108 queens and satisfied them completely. And Sri Ram, as an ideal son and husband, he satisfied the relatives properly. So in this way, it is again that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his representatives are our real relatives. And then we discuss about son, the real son. In the material world, the son and father relations or the friends relations many times becomes very bitter. How long this lasts? Before he becomes son, he is someone else. But as you see in the case of Narsingadev, he is always considered Prahlad as his own sons, the living entities as his own sons. As far as friend is concerned, it is based on sense gratification desire. How much you can satisfy me, how can I satisfy you? Once there were two very close friends and this friend had one television and one small tape recorder. And told his friend that, "My dear friend, when I sell this television, I will give whatever money belongs to the television to you free." So then friend was very happy. So then he went to the market and announced, "We are going to sell this television." And then he knows that if the television is sold for 10,000 rupees, he has to give all the 10,000 rupees to his friend. So then he thought that, "I have to fulfill my promise, as well as I should not give any money." So he announced that, "Anyone who wants to buy this television, we are going for 1 rupee only. This television is costing only 1 rupee. So many public came. "Only 1 rupee television? It is very interesting." Then everyone came. He told, "If you pay me 1 rupee, you can take this television. But one condition, you have to buy this small tape recorder also. We can't give you without this tape recorder." "Okay, how much this tape recorder? 10 rupees, 20 rupees? "No, this is 10,000 rupees. And you can't buy the television without the tape recorder." So then, one person somewhere that purchased this, then he went to the friend. "My dear friend, take this 1 rupee. He told, but television is more costly. No, but they purchase the television for 1 rupee, tape recorder is for 10,000. So I am promise, fulfill my promise. So this is just a story, but in reality also we can see that a friendship also boils down to how I can get my things done in this material world. But see, Krishna is a real friend and well-wisher. How? Though the living entities literally walked out of the spiritual world, but still Sri Krishna comes himself as the deliverer of the fallen conditioned souls. And not only that, he sends his representatives. And not only that, he sends the scriptures. Prabhupada mentions here that Krishna mercifully reveals the scriptures to the living entities. It is said, Vedapaharinam dhaityam meenarupi nirokarate tadartapaharinam sarvan vyasarupi maheshwaraha. That during the Vedapaharinam, at the time of when the Vedas are stolen, Krishna came himself in the form of meenarupi. He came and brought the Vedas back. Then Arthapaharinam, at the time of Veda Arthapaharinam, when the meanings are distorted by the Sankhyas and these Shardarshan people, and then Sri Krishna himself appeared as Vyasa Rupinam. And he gave all the scriptures so that living entities will understand this knowledge of how one should relate to this material world. And then Vyasadeva compiled the supreme scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. He saw that Yaya Sammohito Jivo Atmanam Trigunatmikam Paropi Manate Nartam Tatkritam Shapi Patyati. That the living entities, though they are spirit soul, completely free from all material qualities, still because they identify themselves as this body, they are suffering in this world. So I should do something. And what he decided? Anartho Upasamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Madokshade Lokasya Jananto Vidvam Chakre Satvada Samhitam. Then Vyasadev understood the only remedy how these conditioned souls can be woken up from their identification, from their false identification, is that they should receive the supreme scripture, supreme knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he tells the effect of reading this Bhagavatam. He says, if anyone understands this Bhagavatam and gives oral reception to this Bhagavatam, what will be the effect? Yashyam vaishuyamanayam krishner parama purushaha bhaktir utpatyate pumsam sokamoha vayapaha. That by hearing about Krishna and understanding that Krishna and his devotees are our real well-wisher friend and relatives, then he immediately takes shelter of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Then only he can be relieved from soka moha and vayapaha. So in this way, we see that the devotees understand who is our real relative, who is our real father, mother, friend. And in this way, they understand the nature of the material world and they take shelter of Krishna and goes back to Godhead. But then, still another question rises. So if you only think Krishna and is a real relative, real father, mother, what about my responsibilities? I am having family, I have to do things in the material world, I have to earn money. So what about these things? Is it that we should reject these things? We should not do any things? No. Here, the Bhagavad process explains twofold principles. Those who are Mayavadis and those who are reject this material world, they very dry. They reject everything, but they are not getting any positive bliss. So though they reject everything, they go to the Brahman effulgence and they have to fall down again. But the devotees of the Lord, they understand that though I got this material body, what is the cause of this material body? Envy against Krishna. As soon as the jiva becomes envious of Krishna, he gets the material subtle body, the mind, intelligence and ego. And then to fulfill the desires in the mind, he gets the body and the senses. And now, why is that the senses have to be attracted to the sense object? Why you should not get attracted to the to Krishna directly? What is the reason? Because the senses are nothing but the manifestation of this material nature, these three modes. And also, whatever you see around in the world, they are also nothing but the manifestation of these three modes. So there is a natural attachment. Just like a frog is attached to a she-frog, a cat is attached to a she-cat. Similarly, the body is made up of these three modes, and the immediate sense objects, they are also of the same matter in different forms. So there is a natural attachment to that. So we have to divert this attachment to Krishna back. So to do this process, if we reject these material objects, that is not the solution. Again the process is reversed. What one has to do? The same objects which the soul is attached has to be used in the service of Krishna. So a person may be a grahastha or any ashram he is fitting, he is not rejecting anything in devotional service, but is using those things. Then what happens? When he uses those things, then first of all his senses become purified. One may have a family, relatives. So when they become devotees, a person is doing this responsibility. As these things are nothing but belongs to Krishna, I am the take carer. And then when he sees the things of the material world, his perception changes that these things are nothing but the energies of the Supreme Lord. Rather than using for my own sense gratification, I should use in the service of Krishna. Krishikena Krishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So when he uses in the service of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, then the first effect is that the senses become purified. The same senses when they enjoy those objects become entangled, but in the reverse process of using the same things which is the cause of his bondage in the material world, used in the service of Krishna, removes him from the entanglement. So the first effect is that the senses are purified. So as soon as he comes to devotional service, when he starts chanting the holy names and start doing devotional service, the first effect is that the senses become purified. One is relieved from the burden of sense gratification, of meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, etc. But still, it is not gone out of the mind. Still, we are not purified of these desires within the mind. But then, by the continuance of this process, nashtaprayesho abhadresho nityam bhagavata sevaya. So when one hears this Bhagavatam, when he keeps on chanting, then the second level is that the subtle desires, the mind becomes purified. But even so many jnanis and yogis, they also perform their devotional service of worshipping deities. They also sometimes come to the platform that they are purified of mental sense gratification. But the hardest thing is to give up is the ego principle, that I am the Supreme Lord, I am one with God. So by continuous devotional service, one again purifies of this last snare of material nature, Maya. Then he realizes himself as the eternal servant of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So the devotee never rejects anything, the devotee never refuses anything, but the use in the service of Krishna. One Mayavadi once came to Srila Prabhupada and told Prabhupada that, Swamiji, everything in this world is illusion. And whatever we do is also illusion. So then Prabhupada told, wait a minute, so you are keep on talking, whatever you speak is also illusion, because you are telling everything is in the world is illusion. So now you should keep quiet, because your speech is also not real. But according to us, everything in the material world is real. Everything is have some purpose. So we should speak now, you should simply listen. So in this way, the Vaishnava Acharyas, the Vaishnava philosophy is that we don't reject anything or we don't refuse anything, but that is used in the service of Krishna. That Prabhu Goswami gives the principle that anyone who considers the things of the material world is to be rejected without understanding its connection with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, their vairagya is that of a falgu vairagya. But the devotees uses everything in the service of Krishna, and then the same thing which causes the bondage, the body is the cause of the bondage, the family is the cause of the bondage, the friends are the cause of the bondage, the things of the material world is the cause of the bondage. But the devotee, Prabhupada mentions here, the all these relations are very temporary and wants to take shelter of Krishna. So the devotees take shelter of Krishna and take shelter of devotees, and for the devotee, the devotees and Krishna becomes the relatives, friends, well-wishers, and then he utilizes all these things. Then from the material world he returns home back to Godhead. So this is a small understanding of this verse. So we like to stop here. It will be better for me if anyone makes comment rather than questions. So we'll stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.